Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the beautiful Mount Shasta, Northern California, in the fifth dimension. Thanks to Skype, the signal is being transmitted to my studio back at KKNW in Bellevue and then transmitted throughout the world on the internet. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I'm at Mount Shasta now, from now through July 8th with my group. And we've already seen Sasquatch footprints at the campsite, lots of starships flying in and around the mountain. We got in contact with Admiral Halosaurus earlier today. Both Jill Tower, my friend, another psychic, and I went on board the ship this morning, and we talked about that during the first hour. Admiral Halosaurus will be joining us. I don't know if he eats Earth food, but I invited him down to the campsite when we have our dinner tonight. So he's going to come down and visit with us, which will be fun. He visited us with last July last year, after we contacted him telepathically, and he's got his big ship here. Guarding us, and I'm so happy he's there. We also meet Adama and the people of Telos, and we also have many miracle healings which happen. And during the first hour, we talked about healing, getting healing as well. And Jill, my friend Jill from Montana, and of course Rieko and Anthony from Japan are on. And now we're being joined by my good friend Jason. Jason, how are you doing there?
Hi, Ted. I'm well. How about you?
Oh, good. Having a good day. Having a really good day. I'm down at Shasta. And you remember Anthony and Rieko? They're here as well as Jill. Jill Tower from Montana. They're all on the line, too.
Okay. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
So,
Hi, Jason.
One big happy family here. Before we start, I wanted to ask for a healing for Jerry Pollack. He's a good friend of mine in Seattle. He's had some health issues recently, and if you could send him lots of love and light, I know he'd appreciate it. Also, if you could please send lots of love and light to my friend Phil in Pawnee, Phil in Idaho, my friend Donna in Los Angeles for a recent surgery she had, and also to Nicholas on the East Coast who lost his sweetheart in May. And I thank you so much for everyone for doing that. And finally, I almost forgot Phil in Pawnee in Idaho for their kitty cat passed away recently. I know love and light will really help them. I have a quick message from President Kennedy before we start. He said, he says, we are all connected. What you do to your neighbor, you do to yourself. So please do unto others that you would do unto yourself. And I know that if we all work together, create a better world, we will create a much better and happier world. And with that, before we start with you, Jason, I wanted to finish up with Rieko and Anthony, and also I want all of you to stay on board for this hour in case you might have messages come in. Rieko and Anthony, do you have any additional messages from our angelic friends about this ascension time?
Yeah, so one of them is that these next 6 months until the end of the year, all of you will be more aware of the pillar of light that is inside of you.
Okay.
We'll erect this pillar like a column to make it stronger, more vertical, so that it will be at your center, mm-hmm. grounding yourself, mm-hmm. like a tower.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice, nice. And I know I know it's a hard time for a lot of people on the planet, but I know things will get better too.
Yeah. And one thing that they were saying about that during the first hour is, just like when you get sick, mm-hmm. you have to look at something to let something go. So just because things look like they're getting worse, take this as a positive.
Okay. Okay. All right. Always look on the positive side of things. Okay, good. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, please stay on. As you get messages while we're talking now with Jason, please feel free to interrupt and add them. Jason, how are you doing today? I'm so glad you could come on the show.
Well, Ted, how's down there?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's very high vibration. The vibrations are actually higher this year than they were last year. And we're just having a wonderful time. Admiral Halosaurus is going to be joining us for dinner tonight at the campsite from his ship. So we're looking forward to that. And Mount Shasta is quiet and peaceful. It's beautiful here. Weather's nice. And wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So very nice to be here. Yeah. So our dear friend Adama is probably tired of giving messages to everybody, but everyone has their own, you know, own personality, and they all have a way of contacting him. So I wanted to have you on today because you're in touch with him as well, and to share his messages as well. Whatever he'd like to share would be wonderful.
Sure. Let me get you ready here.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Good day, beloved beings. How are you?
Oh, fine, Adama. I'm so happy you could be here.
So is a joy. Shall we jump in?
Yes, please. Please.
What is being observed in the world, all over the planet, not what it seems. There's always more going on behind the scenes. And behind the scenes, because not yet ready to come out to the masses. The collective consciousness of humanity needs to be ready before what's building up behind the scenes can come out. What is being seen is what needs to be done to awaken the masses from their slumber.
Okay.
The beings that are doing this are not really in control. No one's really in control of their path. Because it comes from their higher self. Each being's higher self designs a plan, guide each of us. Even the dark ones have a higher self. Some of the dark ones believe they are in control. They are not. But even their higher selves are guiding them to where they must go. All beings are in need of healing. Even the dark ones. Yet, some do not choose that path. And what's being played out needs to finish to the end. This is how the masses will awaken. Having everything put up in front of their faces. Now they can see once and for all what has always been in front of them. But not all beings will choose to awaken. Some are not ready. Some just want to experience part of this ascension, then go somewhere else. All paths are valid. For only each soul knows where it must go. No one else can tell another soul where they must go. And the beings that are playing out this scenario, they're being allowed to play this out. So just understand that everything will work out the way it needs to. The ascension of humanity and Gaia will go on to the end. Nothing will stop it. Yes, there have been delays, but some of those delays were needed. That's all that can happen is our delays. But humanity can change that. Do not stop what each of the light workers are doing. Continue on. Whether it's clearing the energies, anchoring the light in Gaia, or exposing the truth continue marching on. This battle is not over yet. And do not get caught up in the chaos. Be neutral. Observe. Understand if anyone's triggered. Realize that it's just one's own shadow self that wants to be seen before it can be let go. Every being on Gaia is a part of this plan. No one being is better than one another one. All have a role to play. It does not matter how small or how big that role is. Each part is important. Just remember that. And no one is alone. Everyone has their guides, the higher self, and other beings that are assisting. Call out to them. Connect with them. But they're always around each one. This is, journey is not over. It will get easier as we move on this year. Just know everything is being planned from the higher realms. Nothing is by accident. Everything that comes out needs to. Just know that. Trust the divine plan. Know that it's all going to work out in everyone's highest and best interest. The energies within the collective consciousness of humanity needs to be cleared before the next stages come. Everything that comes be in parts. For if everything came at once, humanity would not withstand it. Just realize if one is getting frustrated with the delays, go within. Feel that energy. Know that that's a shadow self that wants to be seen. Then let it go. If everything that happens is in divine order, nothing can be rushed. Nothing can be pushed. If one wants to push something or rush it, they'll come across resistance. Be in the flow as much as possible. It is not easy. Never was going to be. Each one of you signed up for this assignment. Yes, it has been more challenging than one thought. Each one of you can make it through. For all of you, the energetic backing to make this happen. Believe in oneself. Trust that oneself will be guided to where they must go. If one is reacting to something, or thinking that they're better than someone else, to realize that is one's ego. Confront that ego, if one must. Move back into your heart mind. Being in the heart will help one move through these times. The heart mind can never be lied to. It will always show you what needs to be done. It will always guide you. Moving into your heart mind will calm you down, will center you. Where within the chaos, one can stay calm and you're in that state. And when one realizes that all beings go where they need to go, it all will be taken care of. I can relax, not get uptight for what they see. For all beings, the soul level chose what they want to experience. It may not be easy, looking at what's happening around the world, the chaos. Just remember, each one chose that on some level, and it's all playing out the way it needs to. Also, healing and clearing within you, your inner self, will greatly help during this transition. For each one of you on the surface, one point, or still have distortions within oneself, past experiences, past lives, or past traumas, or implants. But one does not have to put up with those anymore, or think that's part of the journey, because it's not. Dark ones put them there. It's up to each one of you to realize that you have the power to release those. Put the attention out there to your higher self. You want those implants either removed, cleared, or neutralized. And the tools and or beings that are meant to come into your life will to assist you. One does not have to do it by themselves. There are beings on the surface that can help. There are beings in the ships that can help. There are beings from other dimensions that can help as well. Just be open for that help and ready to receive it. And one will. Divine order. Shall I go on?
Yes, please.
Just know at the end of this tunnel, amazing things will come out. But yet, the beings on the surface, you don't have to know the details of what's going to come out from behind the scenes. Just know it's amazing, it's joyous, wonderful experiences that are coming to each one of you. They're ready for it. Just know that each one of you can pat on the back of the light forces for doing what's needed. For each one of you on the surface of the ground crew, for the light forces, as if it's a team effort, each one needs to do their part to make this go through. Not have to be as bumpy as it is. And mass meditations are called for. Make the effort to join. So humanity joins as a group, but way more powerful than by oneself. And once feeling tired, or maybe doesn't want to do it, go into nature, ground, a bath, anything will help shift those energies. The dark ones do not want humanity to unite. That is what they fear. They fear a united humanity. That's why they're going all out to prevent it. It's not going to work. Each one of you are very strong. The life forces know that you'll do what's needed to assist. Just know that all of you are loved very much. Within the Earth, Hollow Earth, and the beings that are on the ships, all love you, each one of you. It does not matter where you are on your journey. It doesn't matter. You still have work to do within you. None of that matters. You are loved always. Because that love is unconditional. It does not require anything from you. that the love that needs to be sent to all humanity, between each one of you. Send that love out to all, unconditionally. Do not have to be face-to-face. Send out your thoughts. It will travel where it needs to travel and pass through where it needs to pass through. Each one that's in your path of your thought will feel your love. So why don't you send it out? Another one that will be of assistance is forgiveness. Forgiving all those that have trespassed against you. And also be able to ask for forgiveness from someone else. The ones perhaps went against another. And also send out that forgiveness to the dark ones. They've gone so deep, away, disconnected from source. They have need of healing too. Does that mean not to put up boundaries? Exactly what's doing is just divine plan to remove them. But they are also in need of healing, whatever that is. Just know that they are playing a part. And yes, it has gone way too far. And that's why it's being cleaned up. Do not judge them. They do not know what they're doing. They're so far down there, and most will not choose to go to the light if shown what they have done. That is between that soul and source and no one else. Another soul's path, no other soul's business. Another soul has invited one other in, that's different. Just know that all has been taken care of. Continue to shine your light as bright as possible. When one's in despair, find your joy. Go within. Ask your higher self for assistance to either release or feel more joy. There's so many ways when it can let go and come back to that joy. So find your joy. Partake in it. It's supposed to be a joyful journey. And just know that nothing will come, no harm will come to Gaia. Yet, certain scenarios must play out to the end to release them. Turn off the televisions. Do not get caught up with the news is sending out. Even some of the alternative news, not given the full truth. And yet, in the spiritual battle, the full truth will not come out until the end. To give the full truth out now will tell the other side exactly what one is doing. One does not do that when one's in a war, a battle. Just know that. If one wants the truth, go within you. The truth will be shown to you. He left. That's it.
Okay, Jason. As always, it's wonderful to hear your messages from Adama. And it's a little bit like very, very concentrated. And he says in a half hour what it's very, 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 very important what he had to say in the brief time he was on. Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you so much for sharing that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at Mount Shasta here at the end of August.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Ted. It's been wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know the Chartreuse, the Sasquatch, have been asking about you, so I'll give them your regards when I get back up to the campsite this afternoon.
I'll give them my love.
I will. That reminds me, I got a little complaint from them now. So it's a truce for saying, where are our white frosted cinnamon rolls? Tuck on it. I forgot. Well, we've got to go out and get those cinnamon rolls this afternoon. The Sasquatch, the Chartreuse are waiting for them. So anyway, we'll get some white frosted cinnamon rolls after this. Yeah. We'll be sure to get some. They'll like that. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else? You're in contact with the Chartreuse. Is there anything else the Sasquatch would like in terms of treats we can get them?
They show me apples.
Apples?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get some apples. Do they like cold beer or no?
I'll be laughing. No.
No. Okay. All right. Apples. Turn it down. All right. Apples and white frosted cinnamon rolls. Okay. We'll do that. Okay, good. I wanted to say, Jill, are you still there? And Anthony and Rieko?
We're here.
Okay, good. You're all there. I wanted to bring in, if it's all right, to ask him for Archangel Michael to come in as well, and whether he had any messages. Anthony or Rieko or Jill, if you'd like, or Jason.
His presence is such a huge energy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind is still stuck here on. I really loved what Adama said when he said the truth is within each of us, and go within and ask for it.
Okay, that's good.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to add to it, that's fine. Yeah.
And Archangel Michael says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Beautiful. Truth is within us.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Always seek the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good message. Rieko and Anthony, are you picking anything up from that?
No, I'm trying to steer my character to go.
さっきアダマが言った方と同じような方なのね。自分の目の前のことだけにとらわれないで、広い視野で物事を捉えて。
Yeah, it's what Rieko is picking up is kind of directly connected with what Adama was saying. Don't get sucked up by just what you see right in front of you with your eyes.Expand mm-hmm. your gaze to be like God's gaze and see the entire situation, because there's always more than what's happening right in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That's good advice. Yeah.
Another thing I was picking up is in terms of your own words and in terms of the energy you give off, think of it not just what you're saying, but how people will feel from the tone of your voice and the energy you give off. And how you do things is so much more important than what you're doing. And that's kind of what the angels are always focusing on when they talk to us. The how is the nuance, the touch. The touch is everything.
What your intent is, not what you do, but what your intention is behind it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you think of it like you're playing a guitar, it's not just what song you're playing, but how gently are you playing the strings? How much love are you putting into each note?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. That's very nice. That's very nice. Yeah.
Michael is saying, Archangel Michael is saying, put love into everything that you do.
That's really profound. Yeah. That's very profound. And in my own readings with people, many people are questioning the kind of occupations they have nowadays. And a lot of them are quitting their jobs and going on to new careers where they feel like they can make a difference in society, but also have meaning, that there's love behind it, not just earning money for earning money. It's okay to earn money, but they want some meaning behind it.
What are you hearing, Ted?
What am I hearing?
Yeah.
I think we're on the precipice of a beautiful new age, golden age, and I'm looking at the challenges around the planet now as a way for us to kind of purge the negativity. I know we're going to get through it. It's going to take some time. My friend Professor Einstein always says that things happen for a reason, and we're all here. It's like a big school, and we're all in different schools learning different lessons. And that's what's happening now on the planet, is that so many people, it's not an easy time to be here. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at a new world starting. It's already starting now. I know that President Kennedy told me a couple of months ago that the percentage of light around the planet has increased from about 65% in January of this year to like 85% now, where there's been a 20% increase in the amount of light coming into planet Earth. And it's because people are very compassionate with each other. They've been helping each other out through these tough, sometimes tough times. And that's a good thing. And compassion is one of the highest virtues people can have for each other. And I thought that that was just amazing what he told me. He said, we are still on track for the ascension. But right now we have to deal with some challenging things, but this will be over soon. He said within 6 months, by the end of the year.
Okay.
That's what I got. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Michael is telling me that time is third dimensional, and mm-hmm. to remember to be patient and mm-hmm. practice everything that we have just heard from these messages. Our time is different than their time. And
okay.
So to ask, when will this end? When will this, you know, when will we truly ascend? Not a question that they can truly answer.
Sure.
Because they don't see it in the same time frames that as we do.
Right. Mm-hmm. But
just excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No.
But I think they do. I think they do see it happening. It's just that it's hard to peg it when you're in third density. Third dimension here, shifting it to the fifth, that you don't know exactly what time, the exact time is hard to gauge, because it's a free will planet, and people can change the outcome with their free will.
Well, and the angels were saying that if everyone can basically create their own reality in the sense that they can be in the fifth or stay in the fifth if they choose.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yep, I agree. I agree.
So if enough of us change our reality to that, then the mass consciousness would change too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And then that leads me to a next question of Rieko and Anthony. In Japan there, the vibrations... Anthony, you lived in both places, in Los Angeles, of course, in the States, and now in Japan. Are the vibrations much higher in Japan?
I'm far away from the cities. We're pretty rural, but I would say that as long as you get out of the big cities like Tokyo or something, I feel that the vibration is much higher in Japan because... It's a culture of putting others before oneself, and having a great love for the community. So I think, you know, sometimes people work a little too hard here and they can maybe use a little bit of a vacation. But overall, I would say it's the highest vibrational country because people care so much about love for each other.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I've seen that. Yeah. Japanese people I've met, all of them extremely polite, very loving and giving. Yeah.
And Rieko got the message that although America has some of the first places that will go into the fifth dimension, Japan will be the first country as a whole where the entire country goes into the fifth dimension.
I have felt the same way. And it's also, absolutely. It's such a beautiful country. And I've often thought of all the countries in the world, the first one to go would be Japan as a whole.
Yeah.
We're really a mixed bag here in the States, but anyway, we all got all kinds of places here, but, thank you for sharing that. Going back to Jill now in Montana, Jill, the vibration in Montana is pretty high, isn't it there? I mean, people are nice. I've been to Montana. I love it there. Beautiful place.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Beautiful place. What you were saying about everyone caring and loving of your communities, I think in rural places are like that in not just in Montana, I think in the United States.
True. I think that's true. Mm-hmm. Throughout
know,
the country.
The smaller places are closer. The people are closer. And take care for one another and take care of one another.
Right.
Yeah, and Montana is a very low population, large state, low population. And there is a lot of caring here. People are friendly and loving and it's a good place.
Yeah. I've always liked Montana. Yeah, it's a beautiful area. Well, I think that's the kind of world we're headed to in this new higher dimension of a place where people care each other, about each other, and that's the kind of world I think we're headed to. I think we have a very bright and positive and beautiful future ahead of us, in spite of the challenges we have now.
That's right.
Yeah, and they're saying, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Anthony. Yeah, go ahead.
What they're telling me is to really enjoy this time right now, because, of course, right now it feels very tempting to want to live in a world where there's only positivity and only love and no form of negativity. But they really want us to enjoy these last chapters of negativity, because it's not something we're going to really be able to experience for much longer, and to see the fun in the lessons that are in these challenging times.
Oh, that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. You remember, I have to ask Jill about this. Jill, you remember when we were channeling the presence the other night and King George V came in along with that other fellow? I don't want to mention his name. But
yeah.
Something about it's always, you can always learn something from negative things happening in life.
Right. No matter when we are channeling, we always do it from the God space, the creator, with the creator, so we get the truth and the positivity. It was interesting to channel beings that, according to our history, weren't the most positive men, but they were able to come through with messages that were very interesting and very positive of things that basically you could tell that they had learned. So they were almost like giving us a lesson on what we needed to make sure and watch for and things like that.
Right. This is a question Admiral Palosaurus is prompting me to ask this. They went through a civil war 52,000 years ago. That's when I came to this planet from the Pleiades. And they want to help us now so that we don't make that same mistake and go through a horrific series of wars or a series of wars in order to achieve it's a shift into the higher dimensions. That was the message I got several years ago from the Pleiades, and I'd love what you pick up from Admiral Halosaurus on that point, on that question.
Do you want me to respond?
Yeah, if you could, sure.
Halosaurus is saying that they were destroyed.
Okay.
It destroyed their togetherness, their, and they don't want us to have to go through destroying our planet to be able to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they don't see that happening now.
Okay.
We passed the marker of that. There have been challenges here that he's saying that it could have happened, but they were stopped. And all those, he's saying all those key people have angels and masters around them that are there to step in when they make those decisions. If they make the wrong decision, that could possibly destroy a lot of the planet.
Okay. I've talked to Nostradamus about this last several years. He said that in the future, he said we will, he does see us making the right choices for a better planet, but in the future, because people will know how to treat each other with love and respect, you won't need regulatory authorities like a police or an army so much in the future to help regulate behavior. Instead, and so government will become smaller. Well, there still will be a government, but it'll be to regulate relations between humanity on this planet Earth and other extraterrestrial civilizations. For example, he said, you know, they don't need a government to regulate a flock of birds or a herd of geese or a herd of deer, because they already know how to act. Anyway, I wanted to run that by him. So that's the message I got. So,
yeah, that's a good message. What I hear is when we do reach the higher dimensions, there won't be the polarity, good, bad type thing. So
sure.
It's not important to have all of that.
Okay. So there won't be any more Clint Eastwood movies in the future in the new higher dimensions.
I'm pretty sure there will be.
Okay. Well, there was one, you know, the one movie, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, years right. Ago. Yeah.
So, anyway. I wanted to ask all of you, if we make the right choices, what will next year be like?
When I look at the future, I see much more peace. The energy is just much, much more peaceful.
Mm-hmm. And, good.
And so when I go in and look, it's just, I guess you could say it was love. I guess the planet is surrounded with a good, mm-hmm. good aura of love.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Are you picking that up too, Reiko, Anthony, and Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. What I kind of see for next year is people taking it a little bit slower, maybe a little bit of recuperation from what happened in this year, but also this just overwhelming sense of, things are okay after all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Good.
Wow. My life is so good after all.
Things yeah. Like that. Good. That's a good positive thought. And Jason, are you picking up anything on that? Maybe we lost Jason. I hope not.
Well, okay. Thank you. Anyway, yeah. And Jill, what are you seeing for next year?
Right now, the energy on the planet is pretty chaotic. I'm an empath, so I feel that. And I feel just a lot of fear is being felt all around. And
sure.
I don't see that for next year. I just feel a lot more peace is going to be filling the planet, filling each of us. We won't have those, we won't be so fear-based. So possibly that would, maybe things will get better as far as everyone attempting, whoever is attempting to create this fear-based stuff that's going on in the world now.
Sure, right.
Because I feel peace, yeah.
Yeah. And it's another lesson, too, to sometimes maybe turn off the television, turn off the media, and listen, to go within to your own thoughts, because all of us have the spark of the creator within us, the supreme being, God, if you will, who created all of this. And if you go into yourself, you always find peace and find the answers that you want. I've always found that to be true in the past, anyway. They also, and the spirits also told me weeks ago, I think you were channeling with me when they said this, Jill, was that they'd all love to trade places with us right now.
Yeah.
And I said to them, really? You would? And they said, yeah, we'd love to trade places with you. Now, for those of you who don't realize this, you can switch out with spirits on the other side if your soul and their soul agrees to do it. So
yeah.
If you want to switch, I'll check with Albert to see. No, he wants to stay on the spirit side. But there are. Oh, Thomas Jefferson wouldn't mind coming back. So if there's anyone out there who wants to switch with Thomas Jefferson, let me know. I like President Jefferson. Great guy. George Washington says he's got a lot of things to do on the other side. He's still there. He doesn't want to come over. Richard Nixon. No, I don't want to contact him. Let's see. President Kennedy, no, he's got a lot of work on the other side, but there are spirits who do want to come on this side and switch out. So anybody wants to switch with some of these spirits, let me know, and I'll have matchmaking service. I'll see what I can do to match you up. So, but if you want to do this, try to have a healthy body, you know, they can also help heal yourself too. We've got about 8 minutes left, and boy, this has been a lot of fun broadcasting from here at Mount Shasta. You can see the mountain from where I am, and I especially want to thank Courtney at the Mount Shasta Library for letting me use the facilities here. The library's not open, but I'm standing outside, and I'm able to use the Wi-Fi okay to do this show today. And I especially want to thank Soul Connections, a wonderful bookstore in Mount Shasta. They have such wonderful crystals. I always see them. Nice people that run it. We're going to be going back up to the campsite here in a little while, and then we'll be meeting with Admiral Halosaurus of the Pleiadian Space Command that's here. They are actually part of the Galactic Alliance. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I want everyone to know that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and we have to keep our eye on the ball and realize positive things about being here. Rieko and Anthony, would you like to make any concluding remarks? We've got about 5 minutes left.
I was still tuning into this year and next year, seeing what I saw. I think there's going to be a lot more that's going to happen in 2020. There's going to be a lot of activity and a lot of information coming out. And I see next year as a year of reflecting on that a little bit. And then the following year, 2022, things will have already taken off in a very positive direction, and the momentum is already there. 2022.
Okay. Rieko or Anthony or Jill, could you give me some louder numbers for the future? I always get questions about that. If you could, maybe.
what they say is, we want your life to be so happy that you won't need abundance in the form of money.
Okay, great. That's good. That's good. Okay, that's great. That's good.
I like that too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. 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 Yeah, wonderful.
No matter what's going on outside or no matter what's going on the news, just enjoy what you do every day. You always right. have the ability to have a fun, happy day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And for those wanting to go to Shasta, I'll be going back August 27th to September 3rd. And I know that flights are starting to open up now between the United States and Europe. There were some people from England coming on the trip, but they decided to come at the end of August, and I kept telling them that they would be able to fly. And sure enough, the flights just open up. But that's okay. We'll be here. Shasta will still be here at the end of August, and should be a wonderful time. And the purpose of this show, of course, is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I hope everyone's enjoyed the show today. It's I can feel the vibrations here at Mount Shasta. It's very, very high vibration. We are accelerating into the fifth dimension here, and you can feel it at the campsite. On Monday, we'll be going up to the top of Mount Shasta. The roads are just opening up on Monday because of the snow. And usually when we're up there, we see lots of UFOs flying in and out of the top of the mountain. And we've already been in contact with the Dhamma, and it's easy to spot the Pleiadian ships, by the way. The mothership of Admiral Hellasaurus is rectangular with a bright white light in the middle of it, so it's pretty easy to see it in the night sky. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him tonight at our campfire dinner, so that'll be fun. And Jill, do you have any parting remarks for my listeners today?
Well, I'm being told every moment is a new creation, and mm-hmm. with our intent, this planet can consciously manifest a beautiful, glorious, peaceful world.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's beautiful. And Reiko and Anthony?
Enjoy every single thing you experience. The quicker you will see something as positive and something for your soul's journey, the quicker it will feel positive.
Okay. That's great. That's great. And I want to invite everyone to my new show online in the San Francisco Bay Area tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time. Just go to https://bbsradio. That's Boy Sam Radio, bbsradio.com. And click on the purple listen live button for Radio Station 1. And during the first hour, I'll be bringing in my good friend Simon Parks from England. He's always fascinating to talk to. He talks a lot about UFOs and extraterrestrial things happening around the planet. And during the second hour, Jill Tower and I will be channeling six U.S. presidents along with Benjamin Franklin and lots of other spirits too. And so with that, I want to thank everyone. So thank you so much, Anthony and Rieko and Jason in Vancouver and Jill in Montana for coming on today and helping me spread these messages from Adama and Admiral Hellasaurus. They all really appreciated your wisdom today.
And thank you, Ted, for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Okay, well, you guys...
And thanks for inviting us.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Anthony and Rieko. You guys have a wonderful day, and I hope you all have a beautiful and happy 4th of July this weekend. Take care, everyone, and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye, and thanks again.